Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Amazing weather on the way. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. As Port Hope Council considers a staff report Tuesday evening to borrow up to $8 million to purchase and renovate 39 Pine Street North, staff presented a second hybrid option. Port Hope Chief Administrative Officer Mike Malishnin is recommending borrowing much less.
We're proposing this option here of reducing the debenture to $4.9 million, and that will cover the initial acquisition costs and set up an initial capital budget of about $1.5 million to get us going, get us off the ground. That'll give us the time to work with our community partners and look at different funding sources.
Potential tenants to 39 Pine Street would be the Port Hope Police Services Screening Office, as the police have maximized their current facility and are seeking additional space. The Canadian Nuclear Laboratories and the Fair Share Food Bank are also other possible tenant considerations. If the loan is secured, renovations would commence this winter with the addition of an elevator, parking, and driveway improvements. A bylaw to confirm the purchase of 39 Pine Street will be again before Council August 11th. The Port Hope Legion and the municipality are working together to create a commemorative veterans walkway in honor of the Royal Canadian Legion's 100th anniversary this month. Many communities are advocating for the creation of a walkway at or near the local cenotaph or crosswalk with a design approved by the Legion. Vincent O'Hanley, a retired captain and member of the Port Hope Legion, says initial estimates for the project are $12,000 to $15,000.
Part of this we really want to emphasize is education is the key component to this. I personally don't like seeing Remembrance Day only being one day a year. It's 365.
O'Hanley is hoping the project would be complete prior to Remembrance Day. One possible location would be Dorset Street West and Augusta Street. Coburg's new police chief, Chris Leather, will be officially sworn in today at a ceremony involving the Police Services Board. Leather, who started as chief June 1st, took over from retiring police chief Paul Vandegraaff. The badge presentation will take place at 2 p.m. at Victoria Hall. In sports, the Coburg Kodiaks and Peterborough Lakers are in action tonight, while the Jays and Rays conclude a four-game set at the Dome this afternoon. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Looking for something magical, mystical, and a little unexpected? Discover enchanting new arrivals at the Black Rabbit Mystical Emporium in downtown Port Hope. Browse their newest collection of beautiful slip dresses, dusters, scarves, and totes from Market of Stars. Then check out their enchanting jewelry collection by Marina Smith. Over 30 years of artistry featuring whimsical, Victorian-inspired, retro-futuristic designs. Visit the Black Rabbit Mystical Emporium at 54 John Street, Port Hope. Check out their summer event schedule and follow them on social media and online at theblackrabbit.ca.
It's summer, and your team is working from the cottage, the patio, maybe even a beach chair. Honestly, not a bad setup. But while they're logging in from wherever, someone should probably be keeping an eye on things back at the office. That's where we come in. At Attitude IT, we keep your business secure and running smoothly, so your team can work from anywhere, and you can actually enjoy it too. Visit attitudeit.ca or call 905-432-7751. Go ahead, take the meeting outside. We've got the rest covered.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon. Fog patches dissipating, high 23, humidex at 26. Clear tonight, low of 11. Sunny tomorrow, high 26. A mix of sun and cloud. Slight chance of shower Saturday, high 26. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.